was strange.
What? I thought it was beautiful.
No, that was strange.
That was strange. I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Whoa.
Nice.
Pastor Drea, somebody followed you home.
You're not here.
Oh, Mr. Oz. Oh, thank God. Amen. Amen. Let me know when we live, baby. We're everywhere? Amen. Good morning, and God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you this morning. We're fellowshipping, and I apologize. We are so super late this morning. Amen. And I blame Abigail and Zoe and Leslie and the time zone, you know, and everybody else. Amen. Let's throw Emerson in there. He's pretty good. Amen. Amen. We just blame everybody. We, amen. But thank God for being here this morning. And I pray that you are still, that you stay with God, especially now, things are, revelation is coming true right before your eyes. You want to know what the next big move is? You want to know what the next big plan is? Read the book of Revelation. It'll tell you exactly what it's like. They're reading a recipe or they're reading a script, you know, and you know God is controlling it. It's really stupid when people say, oh, the white man wrote the Bible. God didn't write no Bible. And I'm like, dang, a man on the planet ever created that could do what God has done in this Bible. Amen. Amen. And no man has written this Bible. This Bible is strictly from God. And the more you read it, the more you realize you don't know the half of it. The deeper you go into the Bible, the more you realize there's more to be discovered. The more you learn, the more you realize that there is more to learn. Amen. And so I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about Him planting this church here for this time to help those that want to be helped. I'm excited that God has given us so many companions, believers, brothers and sisters. Good morning, Pastor Drea. Around the world, I'm excited that God is using us. Just as a reminder, we have communion this morning. And I'm thinking in about 15 or 20 minutes, depending on how many prayer requests that we have. If you don't have the juice or the wine, the living water is just fine. Crack open a bottle or go to the faucet and pour you some water, and we'll pray. You'll pray over it. If you don't have the communion, good morning, Jacqua. If you don't have the communion bread, the unleavened bread that we normally use in church, it's okay. Get yourself a cracker, or your favorite cracker or something. The bread of life. Jesus Christ is the bread of life, and God is the living water. Amen. And so you don't have to worry. You don't have to have everything that you had here. Just use what you have. Amen. And so you still have about 15 to 20 minutes before we go into the communion. I want to show something off to you. Look at this. It says pastor, right? Then it says, bam, Ben. Look at that. Don't be jealous. Don't hate. Amen. Pastor Ben. Is that cool? It was handmade by one of our soldiers here at the church, Marcus Oliver. And he gave it to me this morning. And I love this. I never hug Marcus. I just don't. I gave him a big old hug. I think this was worthy of a hug. Hey, man, is that awesome? Hey, man, he hand did that. Huh? He hand carved that, and he said, well, you know, it's not perfect. I said, it's perfect to me.
Yes.
Amen. And so, and I asked him, I said, so Marcus, I said, impressive. It's very impressive. And how time consuming was that?
Yeah.
Amen. I took wood shop in high school, and this is not easy. Yeah. Amen. So I asked him, I said, well, what do you want me to do if people ask, you know, if they can, whatever, whatever. I said, who's your contact? He said, thank you, Pastor Ben. I'm like, great, I don't have enough to do. Add one more thing to the plate, you know. So, amen.
The wife.
Contact the wife.
Actually learning those things via YouTube.
Oh, he's learning it on YouTube. Amen. Well, praise God. I've sent some of you some of the things that he's done to different places. Crosses and all. I've sent some of you some of that stuff. We have some. It's just incredible work that he does. So I just wanted to he's not here, and I don't know if he listens to the prayer service, but thank you, Marcus. And if you want something hand done, hand carved, I know this is a commercial, but I can't help it. I'm just so impressed. Let us know, and we'll get you in touch with him or his wife. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, and I want y'all to know Pastor Sandy is in the house. Amen. I asked Pastor Dre, I said, something followed you in the house. What's happening? Big old shadow. What's going on? Amen. Pastor's in the house. God will work it out one way or the other. Amen. Either you help him or he'll help you. Amen. 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 So, what? Oh, y'all, you give me the skunk eye. I thought I did something wrong. I'm like, what's going on? Big old eyes staring at you. Yeah, that too. Amen. So we want to, I want to start by praying for all of those that are with us this morning. And then I want to start out the first prayer, a prayer of salvation for our children. Because I'm getting a lot of requests for people to pray for their children. For their children, whether they're 2 or 32, their children. Amen. And so I'm going to ask all that can, if you come and stand up with us around here, I would appreciate that very much. Amen. No one prayed for me this morning. Can you pray for me right quick? Amen. Well, I don't say right quick, but, you know. Hallelujah. For in my Father's house are many mansions. The Lord said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I've gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you may be with me also. Some of you may notice that we don't have a line, a row of microphones up here. It's because our super, super soldier, Brother Emerson, he has figured out a way to plug all the microphones into one. And I'm just hauling one microphone. So if y'all have any issues with audio, let us know. But so far it's been good. We have a couple of issues, but you know, the benefit outweighed what they were talking about. So if you have any issues with hearing, let us know. Huh? Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. For God is worthy to be praised.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless you, Lord, for allowing us to gather in your name, to do your will, to do the work that you've called for us to do, Father. We are honored to serve you and to stand as intercessors and to pray and for our brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Father God, we pray that you will speak through your servant this day.
Yes.
We pray that you will minister into his heart. Father God, we pray, my God, that every word that he speaks will touch the heart of your children.
Yes.
For those words flow not from him, but from you through him, Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes.
We pray that you will anoint him and anoint the prayer that goes forth over all that you have given us to pray for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I told somebody, I said, I don't have a problem with being 62. It's just all the grunting and groaning you do while you're getting up and getting down. I said, that's the only problem I have. Other than that, I'm straight. Amen. So I want to pray for all of you that are listening, all of you that are will be listening later. I want to pray for you now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, as we stand before your altar, as we stand before your people, we bless you and we thank you because you are worthy of all praises. Abigail, when you get a chance, if you can put on your music, that would be great. We thank you for all that you are and all that you've done. You are so above everything that we could possibly imagine. You are so much greater than our minds could ever wonder. You are so much bigger than our imagination could ever conjure up. You are the great King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. There is nothing that can compare to you. There is nothing that could come against you. There is nothing that could overthrow you or take you. There is nothing that could even compare to you. We bless you. Father, we're praying for the soldiers, our loved ones, our brothers and sisters in Christ, the members of the body of Christ, the member of the bride. We are praying. Father, so many people are struggling with the things that are going on in this life. They're struggling with their jobs and with their health. Father, we're praying that you would release the tension and the stress that has bombarded so many of your people. We're asking, Father, that you would remove what the enemy is trying to do in the atmosphere of your saints, or build us up so that we can overthrow what he's doing. Whatever your perfect plan is for us, that's what we ask that you do. Whatever it takes to deliver and to heal and to repair and to bring back into order and to bring whatever is necessary for us to be what you have created to be, let it be so in the name of Jesus. If there is any sin in our lives, remove it. If there is any darkness, remove it. If there's anything in our lives that is not pleasing to you, we're asking that you would remove it in the name of Jesus, that you would get all praise, all honor, and all glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, for those of you, I don't know if you have any kids. You know, kids are a blessing, but boy, when they grow up, amen and hallelujah. It's like changing poopy diapers, but in a whole different way. It's just something. It's really, woo, child. It's, you know, because, well, I'm just saying, I equate this to something else. So for those of you that still have children and you're still changing their 30-year-old diapers, let's pray. What? Did I say something wrong?
No.
Thank you, Greg. Amen. Thank you, Greg. Amen. Emerson, Greg.
Are we coming to the forefront?
No, y'all, no. No, y'all just stay where you are. Amen. 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 We have so many children that have, and I get prayer requests, we have children that have left the church, that have left the altar, that have left, and one email, one person I was asking that said, you're just trying to scare me. You know, you act like I don't believe God exists. Believing God exists is not a biggie. Demons know God exists. I believe God exists. I believe Satan does too. He was right up there. He believes God exists too. Well, he knows God exists because he was there. Believing that God exists is not salvation. Believing that there is, that Yeshua is the true and living God, believing that he is that's not salvation. Because you haven't given your life over to him. You haven't committed to him. Just believing that I believe the bank exists, but I don't have an account with him. Right? Well, I do, but not say Chase. I believe Chase. I believe Chase. I believe Chase Bank is, but if I go in there trying to take something out, they're like, do you want? I just want something out. They're like, no, until you open up an account, you can't get here. Right? They go, well, they might shoot you. You depend on how you ask. Just because you believe it exists don't mean you have an account there.
The children don't have any fear anymore.
The children, because the parents have no fear. The parents, the churches are not teaching that we should fear God. The parents no longer fear God. They believe, they look at God like Santa Claus or the Easter Bunny. They don't believe God is really who he said he is. And that's the problem when you don't have churches preaching the true and living God. When you, the churches have stopped, the churches have effectively stopped functioning in their job in feeding God's sheep. They pour a glass of milk and they drop arsenic in the milk. Or they give you what they used to, when we used to get back, the powdered milk. It's not real milk. It's just you pour the powder and you pour some water in and you got something like milk. That's the stuff that they're feeding them. They're feeding them fluff and your best days now and all that stuff. That's not God's church. And the children don't fear God because they don't believe there really is a God. And maybe it has something to do with the way you brought them up. Maybe they've been watching you and your lifestyle causes them not to believe that there really is a God. So we're praying for the children. We're praying for the children. We're praying for the family unit because the enemy is working hard to bust up the family unit. He's working hard taking the husbands out of the homes. He's working hard, dad and his dude date, or mom and her girl date, all that. He's working hard to destroy what God has created, but God's got an answer for all of that. Don't get caught up in Satan's punishment. Don't get a whooping because you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Amen.
Pastor, can we also add a covering?
Come over here, baby. Come over.
I just wanted to add a covering, if we could. My half brother just lost his daughter to a seizure.
Oh.
So, you know, just a covering over
yeah,
the kids.
There's yeah.
And just so much of that.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Just so much of that.
Okay.
lately. You
yeah.
know, kids being taken out early.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like you said, the enemies plot to destroy that yeah. family union. So
yeah.
just praying a covering over our children.
Amen. Can I get you all to raise your hands? Father God, in the name of Jesus, you have heard every prayer of every believer. You have heard every prayer of every person that lives in relationship with you. You've heard every request. You know every need, every desire. Father, you know that the family unit is under attack. The church is being taken over by sinners. Father, our children are in danger because there are not enough believers of influencing them enough to help them see what true light really is. Father, we're praying for the health of our children. In the environment that we're in, everything's dangerous. The water's dangerous, the air dangerous, the food is dangerous. We're living in a world of landmines where the next step could be the fatal step. But Father, with your protection, with your covering, with your word, with your spirit, with your power, with your joy, Father, we can make this. Because greater is he that's in us than anything that come against us in the world. And the power and the authority is in your hands. And we are in your hands. We pray over all of our children, whether they are saved or not, whether they are in relationship with you yet or not. We pray, Lord, that you would, those that are not in relationship, that you would push them to the cross, whatever it takes. And for those that are in relationship, that you would keep them in relationship. There's so many temptations. There's so much deception. There's so much that they have to. I never had to deal with this when I was growing up. I never had to make choices like the choices these children have to make today. I never had to do that. But they're in a world now where they have to make choices. And they don't have a lot of examples to draw from. So we're praying that you would watch over your children in the homes, especially in the homes of the believers. Watch over your children. Speak to them. Encourage them. Move them that they will be what you have called and created them to be. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness and open their ears so that they will hear and not just know you exist, but have their own relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Drea. Amen. Do we have? Okay. I want to. Amen. Sheely G, I'm praying. She said, I asked the Holy Spirit to lead me and I haven't heard anything yet. Many people are listening for the Lord. Let me tell you, if you're asking the Spirit of God to lead you and you haven't heard from him, I think you don't realize that you actually have. One thing is, if you're asking God to lead you and guide you in a particular situation and you don't hear God in the way that you normally hear him, maybe he's saying, just wait. God's not like a yellow light. Yellow light, I know people think the yellow light means go faster so you can beat the red light, but that's not how God works. If you don't hear from God, that don't mean just do. Right. It means wait. Yes. I haven't heard from God yet. I'm still waiting on God to answer me. Then keep praying and keep waiting. Keep being about your father's business while your father is taking care of your business. If you don't hear the answer that you're waiting on from God, keep talking to God about it. And because it could be, remember, God is all about timing. God is exact. You know that by the distance between the earth and the sun. He's exact. Or how much gravity it takes to keep us here without causing other issues. He's exact. How many heartbeats you need in order to keep your heart pumping? He's exact. So it is possible that God is waiting on the exact moment to cause your prayer to be answered. It could be that he's moving you into position so that when he answers your prayer, you can receive what he sends. Just because you don't hear from God doesn't mean God's not working. Maybe he's getting you in position so he can work. Amen? Not hearing from, and sometimes when we, just because God doesn't come the way you expect him to come, doesn't mean he's not coming. He may not talk to Emerson the way he talks to me, but he still talks to Emerson. Just because he doesn't do it in the manner that I'm accustomed to, doesn't mean he's not doing it. Go deeper into God. If you're waiting on something from God and you haven't gotten it yet, go deeper into God. What do you mean go deeper? Immerse yourself in the presence of God. Cut out the things that you don't need to deal with. Cut off the people that you don't need to be bothered with. And put that time in him. Pray. Ask him. Read his word. The deeper you get in God, the greater you'll see how good God is. My advice to anyone that's waiting to hear from God, to go deeper in. Amen? Amen. Just go deeper in. Well, I don't have time for that. Yeah, you do. If God laid you up in the hospital and all you had was time, if he allowed you to go to jail, all you got is time. You don't want God to fix it so you'll have time. You want to make time so God don't have to fix it so you have time. Amen. Does that make sense? Yeah. Because a lot of people, you know, I just don't have time to serve the Lord. He can take care of that. He can give you plenty of time if that's what it takes. Because God is a jealous God. He said it. He doesn't want anything else taking you away from him. And if that car is taking you away from God, he might have to deal with the car. If that spouse is taking you away from God, he might have to deal with the marriage, with the spouse. If your job is taking you away from God, he might have to deal with that job. You need to ask God to fix it before God takes it upon himself to fix it. Amen? I'm just saying, you can save yourself a lot of prayers. Amen. Harrelson family, they last 4 years. You know, people that are dealing with sicknesses and things like that, if they are believers in God and the Lord calls them home and they were a believer, you don't need to grieve for them. You're trying to be where they are. You're going to miss them. It hurts. You're never going to forget them. But if they are believers and they're with God, they're good. And soon, if you're a believer, you'll be with them too. Amen. I'm not going to go through all of these, but just know that all the prayers, I want to hear from Steph about our young lady and the job. I want to hear from you, Steph. Amen. She's checking the clock. We got to go because I started so late. Chance listening. And yeah, we're praying for all. Jilly, Stephanie, super snow chick. Is that right?
Yes.
Super snow chick. We want to pray for Janelle,
yes,
too, because she's back in the hospital. She had some issues and she had to go back in the hospital. We want to keep her lifted up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we want to pray for our little sister. Yes. Y'all, you guys may know her as the one you talk to with member services. Whenever you have a question, when you need something, you contact Janelle, S4C, Global Members, that Janelle. And she's been fighting this battle a long time, but she is victorious in Christ. And in a little while, we won't have to worry about fighting these battles anymore, because whatever you had in this body will stay in this body when you leave here. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for Janelle that you would cause her body to pull it together. That you would speak to her body. That you would speak to her body. Speak to her internally. Speak to her body, God. Speak to her body. Speak, Lord. Speak. Speak, Lord, and let it be. Give her peace. Give her comfort. Sustain her joy. Speak, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead.
Our first prayer is from Lee. She asked for prayer back in around Christmas because most of her family member got sick. And then she became sick. But she was the sickest of all, out of all of them.
I think I remember this.
Mm-hmm. And she's still having lingering symptoms that won't go away. Now she's noticing that her hair is coming out rapidly in clumps. And she said it's just like the straw that broke the camel's back. And she's really needing prayer.
Yeah.
To understand what all of these
what's going on.
Are happening.
Amen. Man. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning.
Amen. I would love to send her some oil and Talit that she can anoint her head with some oil, and she would lay hands on her head and cover it in the Talit. I would love to send you, if we can send you, what's her name?
Leah.
Mm-hmm. Leah, good morning, Brother Ryan, Minister Ryan. We would love to send you some oil and a Talit and lay hand, you lay hands on you and pray over you, but we're gonna pray right now. Amen. I need, Pastor Rick, can you stand in for her? Can you anoint her hands? Amen. Her name is Leah, right? Leah, I don't know. There's so many things. Our bodies, these temples are under such great attack because we don't know what, we buy stuff to put in it, but we don't know what's in the stuff we buy to put in it, right? Like the fluoride in the toothpaste, right? I didn't know that they were putting poison in the fluoride, little drops. But I've been all my life, you know, when you brush your teeth, you use fluoride, right? Man, these are things that we don't know. The water, you can drink it, you can't drink it. You buy water and they got baby parts in it. I mean, you don't know what you're getting, which is why we have to. No, for real. They use in some of these, well, anyway. Amen. Anyway.
Wow.
We don't know what.
Okay.
It shouldn't be news. Amen. You just don't know. You don't know because we're not in charge. So we pray over everything. Mm-hmm. We pray that God protect us over everything. They've got squirting stuff in the air and we don't know.
Yeah.
Right? And so we pray over everything, Lord. And so I'm not naming names or pointing fingers. We just don't know. So we're going to pray. That whatever attacked her, that the Lord will heal her from it. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we're praying for Leah. We're praying for her healing, for her deliverance. We rebuke whatever has attacked her body.
Yes.
We rebuke whatever that has come against her temple.
Thank you, Jesus.
We reject it. We don't accept it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
She's under attack and we're praying for healing and deliverance. We're praying, Lord, she can only take so much. And she's already taken so much already. And Father, we don't want the enemy to have victory over her. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. But greater is he that's inside of Leah than anything that will come against her. In the name of Jesus. We not only pray for her, but we pray for her family. We pray for healing and deliverance. We pray, Lord, that you would constantly watch over her and protect her. Encourage her. Don't let her fall. Be the net, the cushion under her, that she will not fall and she will not fail. And Father, forgive her of anything that is not like you. Remove anything that is not edify and glorify you. Remove it from her, remove it out of her atmosphere and from your presence, that she will be strong and lifted up. Bless even her family. God, I'm gonna anoint my hand so I can. Hallelujah. Any complaints about the mics yet?
Negative.
Amen. I'm telling you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sending us some awesome people.
Yes.
Give me your hands.
Amen.
Her name is Leah.
Yes.
La Shorata Sevi. La Ieshayano. As pastor, stand in for Leah. We pray for healing. Divine healing. We pray for divine healing. Divine healing. Barrio Torosain. Ikias. In my name. Kayashu. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep us posted, Leah. I love you. In the name of Jesus.
The next prayer is from Candace.
That red bag is for you, Emerson. Candace.
Candace says she's stuck living in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
She's in a rental. There's no smoking allowed indoors, and she has asthma.
Mm-hmm.
But her non-smoking neighbor has people come over that are smoking,
mm-hmm.
and it's causing her so many issues.
Yeah.
She doesn't really know how to address it. She talks to the neighbor, and the neighbor claims that no one smokes in her house,
mm-hmm.
but someone's smoking.
Right.
And so she said it's just really, she's really struggling with it.
Yeah.
And so she's asking for prayer. She also wanted to say earlier, we prayed for her about her rib and it healed immediately.
Yes! Love hearing the testimonies of the saints. Do you know? Oh, that's okay. It's just more goodness about God.
Yes.
When you are healed by the blood of the Lamb, it is not just for your benefit, but it reinforces the cross. His blood is doing what it has been commanded to do. Heal. His blood is doing what it has been commanded to do. Deliver. He died on the cross and he shed his blood for us even today. And every time there is a testimony that God has done something else, that testimony is not just for your benefit. And it's not just for the people that hear you, but it just reinforces God is listening. Yes. The blood is still doing what I've told it, what it was supposed to do. The blood is still serving its purpose. The blood is still effective. The blood is still active. The blood is still moving. The blood is still healing. Every time you witness, every time God does something through his word for you, it is another testimony that the cross is yet alive.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Every time God forgives you of sin, the cross is yet alive.
Hallelujah.
Every time God prevents something from happening or delivers you from something that's happened, the cross, the blood is still alive. The blood is alive, y'all. The blood of God is alive. Now, whether you're experiencing it or not, it's on you, but the blood is still alive. How is that possible? How is God possible? You explain that one, then you have the answer to that one.
Amen?
All right. What's her name again?
Fabi
Alonso. Those of you that are dealing with asthma or respiratory issues, I want you to stand here. Anybody here that's dealing with asthma, respiratory issues, I need you to stand here. Past, present, future. Because if he's already healed you, you are a witness. If you're dealing with it, you're gonna be a witness. Over here. Diagnosed, but ever since she's been here, she hasn't been dealing with any of that. Amen. Tell me God's not real. What's up, pops? Amen. I need to make sure their hands are washed. Amen. We gotta do it. Who did not wash their hands? Come on over here. How about so? Good morning. Good morning. Amen. God will do what he said he'll do. God cannot lie. I'm talking while they're being cleaned. God cannot lie. God is the great healer. Zoe, come here. Move Raymond so Zoe can get by. Thank you, Raymond. You said you were diagnosed with it, but what now?
So when we moved to California, it just went away. In Georgia, it was like really bad.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, God is able. God is able. You can't beat God. I don't care what you do in Georgia. I've been in Georgia. It is humid down yonder. And them skeeters ain't no joke. Amen.
Pollen.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you. Boy. God bless you. Amen. God is not a healer. God is the healer. Did I say that right, Leslie? God is not a healer. God is the healer. Are they all together yet? Amen. If you've been dealing with asthma or respiratory issues, I need you, if you can, if you're driving, don't do this. Okay, just pull over. Or if you, you know, you at work and you got a plate full of food, don't do this. Replay the tape. I need you to raise your hands. Amen. Halashi Adama. Let me have that water. Give me the whole bowl of water. I got it. Don't worry, honey. I got it. She looked nervous. Halashora Atamisiano. Halavisan. I'm sorry if I'm going to mess up your hair. I know. Forgive me in advance. Amen. Amen. I'm going to need you all to come past me. That way I don't step out of line of the camera. Havisa Asavirna. Ma Isa Alabi. Boshami Taro Osabi. Kushava I Alamiano. She Alamia Sala Isada Isaman. Father, move on behalf of your people. Move on behalf of those that believe and trust in you. Move on behalf of those who have called you God. My little beautiful girl. Move on behalf of your people in the name of Jesus. All these beautiful children here. In the name of Jesus, let your word fill these temples. La rekusharia mia, la da musha avavi avati, la vi. Amen. La vi kasani. Let your word fill that temple.
Amen.
On behalf of Paris. On behalf of Paris too. Amen. 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 On behalf of Marcus and Jaqua and her family. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Father, for those that are listening and that will be listening, we pray for healing. Father, what's the girl's name, Nikki?
Candace.
We pray that you would fight Candace's battle. It is a battle that she is not able to fight on her own, and she needs divine intervention. So, Father, we're asking that you would intervene on her behalf. Either move the trouble or move her away from the trouble. Or heal the trouble. Whatever your choice. Because we know you are awesome. And we know you are the only one good. Good meaning every decision is perfect. Every choice is perfect. Everything you do is flawless and perfect. Every choice you make is perfect. When the Bible says there's only one good and that's you, that is you.
Yes.
And so, Father, whatever is perfect for Candace,
yes,
let it be.
Yes.
Father, we're praying even salvation over the neighbor.
Yes.
Maybe the neighbor doesn't know. Maybe the neighbor is unaware of your word.
Yes.
Maybe the neighbor is not the bad guy. Maybe the neighbor is just the uninformed guy.
Yes.
Amen. Maybe the neighbor needs an example of righteous living. Whatever is necessary, Father.
Yes.
We don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. Whatever is necessary, let it be. And for not just Candace, but all that are dealing with similar situations,
yes,
let it be. In Jesus' name, amen. How many more we have? Two more, amen. Pastor, can you get them ready for communion?
Margie. So she had taken a nasty fall earlier, late last year, early this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was early this year. She had taken a nasty fall and she hurt her knee, she cut her jaw, all those things. Her knee was pretty bad. It was pretty swollen and everything, but the swelling has gone down.
Mm-hmm.
The pain is minimal. There's some bruising, but most of it is cleared up.
Yes. She's
able to move better.
Yes, yes.
The knee almost looks like the twin of the other knee. and she's just praying. She continued to pray for complete healing. There's still some tightness in the tendons and a little bit of swelling.
Mm-hmm.
But she said also the cut that she received from the fall and her jaw has healed.
Yes.
And she's just asking that we pray once again for that.
Amen. Amen. Blood still at work. Yes. Good morning, Jillian. Visa la Otavia son. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, as we pray, what's her name?
That was from Margie.
Father, as we pray for Margie, and as you continue to heal her, we're praying that you would continually make her an example so that others will see what you're doing in her life. Father, we're praying for complete healing. Not that you haven't done plenty already, but we're praying according to your will. Complete healing in the name of Jesus. Complete healing in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody say complete healing.
Complete healing.
Complete healing in the name of Jesus. That your perfect, perfect will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
I have an update and I have a prayer.
Okay, update and prayer request.
The update is from Christy.
Christy?
We have been praying because her children's father was murdered.
And there was
there was a trial that happened. The trial is over and the young man who took the man's life was sentenced to 12 years of prayer. Now the families,
Prayer won't hurt either.
The family had been praying for him and they continue to pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that justice needed to be served, but honestly, their heart is broken for his family.
Yes.
And so they're asking that we pray for him. His name is Christopher Allen Strait.
Yes.
They're asking that we pray that he repents and gives his life over unto the Lord.
Yes.
And to pray that his family is being comforted.
Yes. Amen. If we knew how to contact him in prison, we could turn him over to Salt. And Salt could pray with him and correspond back and forth with him. Because God might just have him in a place where he can talk to him.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes when you don't make time for God, God will make time for you.
Amen.
Amen. And sometimes hospital, jail, house lockdown, whatever. If you don't make time for God, God will make time for you. And so I'm asking if we can get information to where he is. I want to say station, but I don't know if that's the right word. Let us know so Salt can work with him. But we will be praying for that family. If you can give that request to the prayer team, we will be praying for that family because that the action of one person can hurt so many people.
Yes.
Sometimes we are so wrapped up in us, we don't realize how many other people are involved with our choices and our decisions. We make one choice in a moment of disobedience or arrogance or whatever you call it, and then it's just domino effect, domino effect, domino effect. You have one night stand and somebody have twins. Domino effect, domino effect. Now what's gonna happen, and then what's gonna happen, and then what's gonna happen, and then you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
One choice can cause a domino effect that you, Adam and Eve, one choice. Cain killed Abel, one choice. Who was the son, he thought God, he was trying to help God out, Sarah, and Abraham and Sarah, he got a surrogate, or you know, they gonna help God out, and history has it, and it's been troubling, it's been causing problems in history ever since. Y'all understand what I'm saying? One bad choice, you don't know how many people you're affecting with one choice. This world is not about you, and you serving God is not about you. It's about God and His plan. It'll be about you when you get to heaven.
Yes.
But your life is not about you. Stop making you the king of your life. You're not.
Amen.
You are a legend in your own mind. You are not that great.
That's right.
And the only reason you're any good anyway is because of the grace of God. Stop making stuff about you. This is about the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And once you get that in your thick skull, you'll be better off.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Did we say that right? Amen. Because we're in a me-centered world. iPhone, YouTube, my face. No, not my face.
That's okay.
MySpace.
Well, yeah, thank you. Well, y'all know. They made everything about you. You. You know, selfies. You know, who wants to look at you? Selfie. Amen. Just, amen. Am I praying for somebody?
No,
okay.
An
and I have a prayer. Okay.
Yes. This is for
Why are you looking at me like that?
This is from Rob.
He's currently in a hospital in Michigan due to an infection in the bone. Mm-hmm. The doctors are trying to decide whether to amputate his toe or not.
Oh, yeah.
So he is asking for prayer for healing
and
directions for the doctor.
Yes, yes. What's his name?
Rob.
Rob.
We got his message on the salt line.
Yes.
Returning his call, we've been praying for him.
Excellent, excellent. Salt is on the job. Salt is on the case. And I'm asking that you would add that to prayer too. What's his name?
Rob.
Rob, pray for you. Rob, what I would love to do is send you some oil and a tallit if you don't already have some. I would love to. And that way you can anoint your hands and you can anoint your feet or whatever the problem is, and you can lay hands on yourself. If you are a believer in the Most High God, you have a relationship with God, you can lay hands on yourself. I'm praying to the same God you're supposed to be praying to. Amen? She played Dorothy. What's her name?
Devonna.
Come here, Devonna. That's right. Devonna, you. Peekaboo. Come here. Come here. We're praying for Rob.
Rob.
We're praying for Rob. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you, as we stand before your presence, as we stand before your presence, we lift you up and we give you praise. We know, Father, that you can heal Rob. You can heal him. I've seen you do stuff like this. You healed my daughter. I know you can heal Rob. I know you can. Let your perfect will be done, Father. Control his heart and his mind, his thoughts. Increase his joy even more. Because the joy of the Lord is your what?
Strength.
It's your strength. Increase his joy. Give him the strength that he needs to press forward. Let your perfect will be done. We're praying for what for him? Healing. In Jesus' name, amen. This is my niece. This is Devonna. I didn't know the girl was so talented. She is an amazing young woman. She is bold and she is courageous and she's my boogerhead. Amen. And I just wanted her to know that I love her, and I want y'all to know that this is a special young woman.
Yeah.
And keep her lifted up in your prayers.
Yeah.
Because this is Devonna. Amen.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. When you get to heaven, look. When you get to heaven, look for her. Amen. She'll be the one like this. Amen. Amen. And singing. Amen. The girl can blow. The girl can sing. Amen. All right. Come on. Bring it up here. Bring it up here. Amen. It's time. Stop. Okay. 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 Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. You have mine there. All righty. Amen. We're going to do our communion now. Amen. We want to make sure Pastor Sandy has time to deliver that incredible message that the Lord has given him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's here and we don't want to take that for granted. Amen. We want to do, I can send you the faith paper on this. Or I can see this is our brochure, which I made too big and I didn't realize until I got 200 of them. Amen. It's ginormous.
We can see it.
Yeah. You can, Stevie Wonder could see this. You can see this. Amen. 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 So, amen. I do want you to continue. Good morning, preacher, Reverend Minister Lloyd. Amen. You just threw me off. And I do want to go over, but I'm not going to read. And my wife was trying to keep me focused and she threw me off. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11:27. I'm going to read it, but I'm not going to elaborate on it because I need you to know this already. But I'm going to read it anyway. Amen. You all right? Amen. So then, whoever eats the bread and drink the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty. Shall I read that again?
Yes.
Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. If you know you're in sin, see, this is a perfect time now for you to repent. Repent don't mean saying I'm sorry. Anybody can say I'm sorry as they're hitting you. Repent means, Lord, you were right and I was wrong. I blew it again. I need you to, I'm asking you to please forgive me and help me not do this again.
Yes.
Key phrase, not do this again.
Yes.
Okay, you can't repent before you do it because you know you're getting ready to do it.
Amen.
That's not a repentance, that's a confession. I'm getting ready to sin, Lord, so be ready.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Lord, I know I'm finna go over so-and-so's house, so you know I'm gonna repent in advance so in case I forget later. You wrong. So, if you take this and you know you're in sin, or you know you don't have any plans of asking the Lord to forgive you or whatever the case is, you just don't want other people to know you're on your way to hell, the secret's out. God knows. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone ought to examine themselves. It didn't say I had to examine you. It says everyone ought to examine themselves. That's your job to examine you. Hey, Papa Bear. Hey, and Miracle. It's your Alyssa. It's your job to examine you. It is not my job to examine you. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink damnation unto themselves. When you do this and you know you're not right and you plan on sinning again when you finish, you are bringing judgment on yourself. You. Well, I don't want anybody to know. Everybody already know. You the only one that don't know that we know. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. A number of people have died. You can't play with God. You cannot play with the Word of God. You cannot play with this. I know churches don't take this seriously, but God does.
Amen.
Because we're representing God's blood and God's body, and He takes that very serious. And even if you don't, He does.
Yes.
And I'm so sorry that churches don't teach this. And I believe that those that are responsible for teaching this and purposely don't teach this will be responsible for those that are lost because of this. Amen.
Amen.
but if we are more discerning with regards to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. If you pay attention to what you're doing and honor and magnify God for this purpose and do this not in sin, amen. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. He's doing this. He's got me rattling off to you about this so that you will examine yourself, so that you will judge your own self, so that you will not be tossed into hell like the rest of the world that don't know and love God.
Yes.
This is for your purpose. Pastor Ben is so mean. Why are you surprised? I'm just telling you what the Bible said.
Amen.
If I'm hard to you, you'll get over it. You'll be okay. As long as you don't die in your sin, then I've done my job.
Amen.
Amen. If you're mad at me for this, there's a Catholic church somewhere around here. I'm sure they'll be happy to have you.
Amen.
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 Oh, I'm not finished. Amen. So now, before I go into this, somebody turn some air on because I'm not the only one hot.
No,
turn them. Flip some buttons and do something. And thank you, brother that bought the air conditioner heater unit. I forgot the name, but you know who you are. Thank you. And many of us thank you here. Amen. Verse number 23. Have your bread and your drink ready. For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. All this Jesus did for us. He did all this for us. He was already in heaven. He ain't trying to get to heaven. He owns heaven. He spoke heaven into existence. Heaven is his. We're trying to get there. He's already there. He left his home to come see about you in yours. And he don't get props for that. He left comfort and glory to come see about his kids. It's like the parent leave work early to go to the kid's school to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you whooping on my kid? What's happening? What's the deal? Why? That's equivalent. Maybe you can understand that. He left home to come see about his kids. And you don't respect that? You don't think that's special? Something's wrong with you. This in my body, which is for you, do this in remembrance of me. Amen. Whew. I am tired. Amen. Did I pray it?
No.
No. Father God, in the name of Jesus. After being all right? Yeah, I'm fine. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we thank you for this bread, for your life that's represented by this bread, we thank you. You did not have to do it. You chose to do it. And then you did it willingly. And then you knew what was going to happen before you left heaven. And you knew you were dying for people that would never say yes. You knew you were dying for people that would torture your people. Yet you died that they would have a choice. You died so that they would have an option. You died because you loved the whole world, not just bits and pieces of it. And I don't know about everyone else, but I thank you for what you've done. I honor you and I give you praise. And I pray, Lord, that there is no sin found in this temple and that you would acknowledge what we're doing in your name this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Break and eat. And in the same, I'm sorry. And in the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant, the new promise, the new contract. We're no longer under the law. We no longer have to deal with over 600 commandments. We are under the grace of God. Now, don't take grace as a get out of jail free card.
Amen.
Grace is something God has given us while we're getting it together.
Sorry.
That's okay. Grace is what God has given us while we're getting it together, while he's working on us. Grace is not a license to sin. Grace is time to get it right.
Yes.
If you waste the time sinning instead of getting it right, that's on you. Amen?
Amen.
If you waste your time sinning, if you waste your time staying out of relationship with God, that's on you. So when time is up, and it will be up, if you're not walking in with the blood, you're on your own.
Amen.
Somebody has to pay for the sins of you and the sins of each and the sins of the world. Somebody has to pay. And God, when he tallies up the books, somebody's got to pay the balance. Either Christ is going to pay with his blood or you're going to pay. Somebody has to pay. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
Somebody has to pay. Sin cost. Somebody has to pay. If you don't allow Christ to pay for the sins of you, that means you have to pay for your sin when you meet God.
Amen.
I don't know about you. I'm not interested in trying to cough up enough to pay for the sins of what I've done. I know what I've done. I'm not interested in trying to pay for that. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody has to pay for sin when you meet God. Is it going to be you or is it going to be the blood?
Amen.
That's your choice.
Amen.
After he broke it, he prayed, and all that stuff. I need your cups. Thank you. I think I could hold it in this one, but stand by. I don't know if you've ever lost any blood, but if you see blood pouring out of you, it's like, oh my God, where's the band-aid? Where's the doctor? Where's the needle and thread? Where's the alcohol, the sterilizer? Where you start panicking, freaking out, and the more, after a while, that's your life running out of you. That blood, you ain't gonna be here without that. That's life. He didn't let it run out. He poured it out. That's a choice. He poured it out for our sins, for our healing, for our deliverance, for that toe, for that back, for those sinuses. He poured his blood out for all of that.
Yes.
And you don't think enough of him to give back? What's wrong with you? You have one life. You are messing it up already. You need to give it back to God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for what this juice represents, the blood of Christ. We thank you. And we will not take it for granted.
Yes.
We will not chalk it up as just something that I do. Yes. But it is important to the kingdom of God. And it is important to the church that God created.
Yes.
It is important to every believer. It's important. And we do not take this in sin. We do not take this lightly. And we do not take this carelessly. But with love and thankfulness, we bless you. Let us raise our cups and let us drink together. And if you go on in the scriptures, he says, the rest I will set in order when I come. Thank all of you for being with us. I pray that our next communion will be with Jesus Christ at the table in the kingdom. That's my prayer. That's my prayer shown up. But let the Lord have his way. God bless you. Send us your prayer requests. We'll do all we can while we're here. And my prayers, I'll meet you. Brother Lloyd, come here. Brother Lloyd has been saying this for years. And every time I get a chance, I throw this up at him. Come here, Brother Lloyd. Now, how you say that, Brother Lloyd? Minister Lloyd, how you say that?
We gonna meet again, either in the clouds or in the crowd.
Amen. God bless you. Keep us lifted up. Pastor Sandy will be up in just a few minutes. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. How we doing? Good. Amen. Not too bad. Not too bad. Not too bad.
I was going to ask you if you didn't determine that.
Oh, I know. Good luck with that.